KPBS On Demand is supported by the Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego, offering visitors to the La Jolla campus special exhibitions, collection galleries, coastal vistas, seaside dining, and more. MCASD.org.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, April 5th. A Kettner Boulevard warehouse could become the city's largest homeless shelter. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The Port of San Diego earlier this week declared the ongoing Tijuana River Valley pollution crisis a local emergency. Port officials said cross-border sewage flows have closed beaches in Imperial Beach and Coronado for nearly 850 days and counting. Those beaches are under the port's jurisdiction. The port's declaration is now part of a growing list of similar actions calling for more funding to address the problem. The cities of San Diego and Imperial Beach have also declared local emergencies. The City of San Diego will reveal the potential new design of the Ocean Beach Pier at a community workshop tomorrow. The workshop is the next step in the long process to replace the fishing pier that has been closed off and on for several years because of damage from storms and high surf. The public is invited to attend the workshop at the Liberty Station Conference Center. It starts at 2 p.m. San Diegans are bracing for the cold again, or at least our version of it. A storm from the north is moving through the region today and is expected to bring inland and coastal rain and snow in the mountains where a winter weather advisory is in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. On the bright side, forecasters expect the weekend to clear up with temps for coastal and inland and desert areas in the low to high 60s. In the mountains, it'll be a little cooler with temperatures in the low to high 40s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the University of San Diego, offering professional and continuing education courses in the areas of business, education, healthcare, and engineering. For enrollment opportunities, visit pce.sandiego.edu.
San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria yesterday announced a plan for what he says will be the largest homeless shelter in the city. Reporter Melissa May tells us about it.
When the city of San Diego passed the unsafe camping ordinance in 2023, a promise of more safe housing opportunities was made. Mayor Todd Gloria says he is following through with this promise.
I'm announcing my administration's plan to create the city of San Diego's largest ever homeless shelter for people experiencing homelessness that will have capacity for up to 1,000 people to get off the streets and connected to care.
The proposed shelter is a 65,000-square-foot warehouse at the intersection of Kettner Boulevard and Vine Street. There are no details yet on what converting the Kettner site will cost, but Gloria says the funding will come from state grants, the city's general fund, and local philanthropy. The shelter proposal is set to be presented to a city council committee on April 18th. Melissa May, KPBS News.
For the past year, immigrant advocates have criticized the Border Patrol's practice of holding migrants in open-air camps near Jacamba in San Ysidro. On Wednesday, a federal judge ordered the agency to provide housing to migrant children. Border reporter Gustavo Solis has the story.
Depending on the day, hundreds of migrants have slept outside with no protection from the blazing sun or freezing rain. The ruling by a U.S. District Court judge in Los Angeles requires the Department of Homeland Security to quickly process children and place them in facilities that are safe and sanitary.
We've seen kids that arrive who are ill, sick, some who are injured because they've fallen from the border wall, and that you need immediate attention. And so these are not the conditions under which children should be held.
Pedro Rios is an activist with American Friends Service Committee. He's part of a large network of volunteers who give migrants at the camps food, water, and medical aid. The Border Patrol has previously said that migrants in these camps are not technically in custody, and therefore they're not legally required to provide food and shelter. Rios says that this ruling is important because it directly contradicts that claim.
this ruling then substantiates what I and other advocates have been talking about for over a year.
Neither the Border Patrol nor the Department of Homeland Security responded to requests for comment. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would substantially limit overdraft fees from many California-based credit unions. Investigative reporter Scott Rodd reports the bill passed its first committee this week.
A customer gets an overdraft fee when they spend more money than they have in their checking account. Under Senate Bill 1075, credit unions could only charge customers 3 overdraft fees per month. It would also establish a 5-day grace period for customers to repay their negative balance and avoid fees altogether. State Senator Stephen Bradford co-authored the bill and testified before the Senate Banking and Financial Institutions Committee on Wednesday.
Although overdraft is viewed as a financial tool by credit unions, its fees are inherently predatory and target the most financially vulnerable Californians.
The bill would apply to more than 100 credit unions chartered in California. The Senate committee cited a recent KPBS investigation that found those credit unions collected $250 million in overdraft fees in 2022. The bill now heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
Southern California is the greatest emitter in the U.S. of a little-known greenhouse gas. It's the pesticide used to kill termites when a house is tented. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge has the story.
Sulfural fluoride has been used to fumigate homes for termites since another pesticide, methyl bromide, was found to be ozone-depleting. But sulfural fluoride is a greenhouse gas that's much more effective at trapping heat in the atmosphere than CO2. A study by Johns Hopkins and Scripps Institution of Oceanography found most of the pesticide's nationwide emissions come from California, mainly Southern California. Atmospheric scientist Jens Müller is with Scripps Oceanography. He says fumigating houses is more common in California because drywood termites are very common and are more likely to spread throughout a home.
The termites we have here are different from the termites in other states, and therefore it seems like most applications and therefore most emissions are happening here.
He says sulfural fluoride is not on California's inventory of greenhouse emissions, meaning it hasn't been measured as part of the problem. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
Coming up, the Fleet Science Center's resident astronomer joins me to talk about Monday's solar eclipse.
We'll be seeing a partial solar eclipse, which means about half the sun's going to be obscured from our point of view. And even though half the sun is obscured, it's still not safe to look directly at the sun.
We'll have tips on how you can watch it safely and more just after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.
Clowning, acrobatics, tightrope, and many more circus acts are coming to public parks across San Diego. Reporter Jacob Ayer says a social circus looks to tell stories through free performances that reach across generations and cultures.
The circus is back in town. Fern Street Circus, that is. The arts organization is kicking off its annual neighborhood tour with 10 public bilingual performances at community parks and rec centers around San Diego. Catalina Paz, or Abuelita, is the show's creator and director.
We're going to have juggling, unicycle, break dancing. We're going to have a steer wheel. We're going to have contortion.
The shows include young students from Fern Street Circus's free programs in City Heights and Imperial Beach. Fifth grader Isabella Estrada has been in the program for 3 years and is one of the stars of the show.
Something I love about circus is acrobatics. I just learn new skills and clowning because I get to express who I really am on the inside.
From Mid-City to San Ysidro, the neighborhood tour will have professional circus artists and musicians from around the world, offer free community health fairs, and pre-show mariachi concerts on weekends now through May 5th. For those looking to clown around, more information is available at fernstreetcircus.com. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Millions of Americans will find themselves in the dark in the middle of the day with the history-making solar eclipse happening on Monday. Lisa Will is a professor of astronomy and physics at San Diego City College and the Fleet Science Center's resident astronomer. She is joining me now to tell us all about this cosmic alignment. Welcome to the San Diego News Now podcast, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So first, what happens during a solar eclipse?
A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes directly in between the Earth and the sun. So it has to be at new moon, the phase that we call new moon. And it has to happen when this exact alignment occurs. And you might think it occurs every month because new moon happens every month, but it doesn't because the Earth's or moon orbits us at a tilt, basically. And so that's why solar eclipses are rare. But when this occurs, the moon can actually block the sun from our view.
Will any planets be visible during the eclipse?
Okay, so this is really exciting. If you're lucky enough to be in the path of totality, it is quite possible that you can see several planets during this eclipse, because in totality, the sky will actually get dark and the brightest planets should appear visible.
With the solar eclipse, it will be looking different depending on where you're viewing it from. So where are the best locations?
So here in San Diego, we will be having a partial solar eclipse. So it'll only be about 50-55% covered. The path of totality actually crosses into Mexico at around Mazatlan, enters through Texas, passing up through the Midwest, and it leaves through New England, basically. So that's the path that you want to be in. If you're not there, go now.
Can you go into detail on what San Diegans will be experiencing?
So we'll be seeing a partial solar eclipse, which means about half the sun's going to be obscured from our point of view. And even though half the sun is obscured, it's still not safe to look directly at the sun. So you'll need to use a pinhole projector or eclipse glasses to look at the sun safely. But it will look like the moon took a bite out of the sun, and we'll see a crescent sun in the sky.
Can we talk a little bit more about how rare the occurrence is?
So solar eclipses happen a couple of times a year, typically, but not everyone on Earth can see them. Because in order to be in the path of totality, the moon's shadow has to be falling where you are. And so totality is only about 100 miles wide. So, and I think that gives you an idea of why these are so rare for any given location. So if you're waiting to see a total solar eclipse from San Diego, that's not going to happen within a human lifetime. It's not going to happen for hundreds of years. And so if you want to see a total solar eclipse, you're going to have to travel.
This is very exciting. What time on Monday can people see it, and how long will it last?
So the solar eclipse from here in San Diego is actually going to start around 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to give some round numbers here. And then it'll be at maximum eclipse a few minutes after 11. And then it will end closer till noon. And so because the Earth keeps rotating on its axis and revolving around the sun, and the moon keeps revolving around the Earth, these do actually last usually for about a couple of hours from the start to the end. But it will peak at 11:11 a.m. here in San Diego.
You mentioned about it being watched safely through a pinhole. Can you describe how we can make that happen?
One of the things that you can do is you can actually poke a hole into a piece of cardboard or heavy construction paper, and you let the sunlight go through that pinhole, but you don't look through it. You aim that hole at the sun, and then you let the sunlight filter through that hole and land on a screen or on the ground. In fact, if you're under a tree on Monday morning when the solar eclipse is happening, look on the ground and all that those round circles that we usually refer to as dappled sunlight, they'll be crescents instead, because the leaves of a tree can actually make sort of a natural pinhole projector. There's also eclipse glasses. If you have eclipse glasses from last October's eclipse, they should still be good to use too. And just make sure to check them by aiming them at something really bright, like the brightest light in your house or your cell phone flashlight. If you can see that brightly through your eclipse glasses, they're damaged, so you have to toss them.
Where can people get eclipse glasses if they don't have any left over from October?
So the Fleet Science Center still has eclipse glasses for sale. And in fact, they're opening up early on Monday so that people can still grab them if they're interested in joining us at the Fleet Science Center for an eclipse viewing party.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so there'll be activities for free outside the Fleet Science Center, and then some that also come with admission to the Science Center on Monday morning. So they will be opening early, like I said, so that you can get set up with eclipse glasses. And there will be astronomers on hand from local colleges, as well as people from the San Diego Astronomy Association with their telescopes. They'll help you craft your own pinhole projector and basically teach you how to observe the sun safely. If you buy a ticket to attend the fleet and enjoy the museum the rest of the day, they'll actually be using the NASA live stream in the dome so that in case we get clouded out, you can still see the eclipse.
Anything else you'd like to add about this awesome event happening on Monday, Lisa?
I really hope that if you have a chance to observe the eclipse safely, that you do so, because the next partial solar eclipse visible from San Diego actually won't be happening till 2029.
I've been speaking with Professor of Astronomy and Physics at San Diego City College and Fleet Science Center's resident astronomer, Lisa Will. Lisa, thank you for joining me on the San Diego News Now podcast. I'm very excited for the solar eclipse.
Thank you so much.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emmalyn Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd like to thank KPBS web producer Brendan Tucinardi and reporter Katie Heisen for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family owned and operated for three generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com. Because we know how.